Everybody cut loose, foot loose, because it's time to go back to the 80s. I am your moonwalking host, Darian. We're going back to Tuesday, May 22nd, 1984.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Another 80s memory.
Tuesday, can the A-team bust out of this trucker's trap? Does a chicken have lips?
What's happening? We are Tuesday.
It was Tuesday, May 22nd, 1984. A gallon of gas was a surprisingly high $1.20 a gallon. Denise Williams cheered, "Let's hear it for the boy," from the number one spot at the top of the Billboard charts. Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias had a magical duet with their number one country hit, "To All the Girls I've Loved Before." Amen, Willie. Warner Brothers comedy Finders Keepers was new at the box office, opening at number 13. Looks like Sony TriStar's drama The Natural found and kept their number one spot. And NBC was soaring high with The A-Team, Riptide, and Remington Steel. I'm out of time, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to see The Firestarter with a bucket of water. Catch me tomorrow on another 80s flashback.